What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're talking with Alan in California about the convention. Oh, Alan apparently has dropped the line. Now, stepping on back to that earlier phone call about the guy who called in expressing his frustration that when he's out on social media, it just seems frustrating. There are so many people who support Hillary Clinton no matter what she did. And I was saying they're paid shills. And in some cases, they're not even real human beings, because an audit of Hillary Clinton's main Twitter feed shows 41% of the followers are not real human beings. They're automated systems. And all they do is go on out there and they react to keywords and say, oh, Hillary didn't do this. Hillary didn't do that. It's all the vast right-wing conspiracy. It's all a plot because, you know, you hate women and blah, 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 blah. It's all an illusion. Her support is all a crafted illusion. I know she's got a personality cult around her who want her to be president just because they want a woman as president, and they don't care whether she can do the job or not. They don't even care if she'd turn the country into a dictatorship. It's time for a woman president. Well, a lot of people voted Obama into the White House because it was time for a black president, and look what that got us. Obamacare, more wars, NSA spying, a ruined economy. I think it's time we raise our standards and not choose presidents based on their appearance and gender and color. Let's find somebody who can do the job, or at least choose somebody who's capable of the least amount of harm. It really is absurd. But Hillary Clinton's illusion of support is that it's a bought and paid for manufactured illusion. And just like these lawsuits about fraud during the primary were set off by the disparity between paper count precincts and machine count precincts, we look at the corporate media polls, which claim Hillary and Trump are tied, versus online polls that consistently put Donald Trump way ahead. We know those corporate media polls are not to be trusted any more than when the corporate media told us Saddam had nuclear weapons. Because that's what corporate media's job is. That's what they're paid those millions of dollars to do, to get you to believe what the politicians and corporations want you to believe. Vaccines are safe. GMO is good for you. Humans are warming the world. Assad has poison gas. Hillary is great as president. That's their job. And Hillary, because of that foundation and all that untraceable money, she's got whatever money she needs to spend to create this illusion of broad-based support. There is one genuine area of support, I would suspect, and that would be all the drug dealers in this country, because she's got the keys to the big money laundry, doesn't she? Or at least that's the appearance. I mean, HSBC, laundering drug money, HSBC tangled in with the Clinton Foundation. And let's face it, Bill and Hillary Clinton's careers started with the CIA's Iran-Contra gun and drug running operation out of Arkansas down to Nicaragua. It's been part of their political life all along. And no, the American people aren't going to forget her past indiscretions or those of her husband. Now, getting on to some science news, over at Fukushima, TEPCO has finally admitted the ice wall is not stopping Fukushima number one groundwater. Remember that much hyped ice wall? We're going to set up pipes and we're going to have a wall of solid ice at the number one nuclear power plant, and that will keep the water contained. And actually, they're now admitting, no, it isn't working. And I mention that because when they first proposed that idea, I mentioned right here on the radio show and on the website, this can't be made to work. This is something they're doing just to look like they're trying to do something. But given the heat being generated by the spontaneous fission down there underneath those ruined reactors, they were dealing with a lot of heated water, which they have acknowledged. There's a tremendous amount of heat down there. So even if by some miracle that ice wall originally formed an impermeable bound, a boundary, it wasn't going to stay that way. And the ice wall can only go down so far. It can't go underneath. And they're just a few feet above the water table. They're at the edge of the ocean, and there's nothing they can do to stop it. It's a major, major problem. Now they're talking about a Chernobyl-like sarcophagus. They're just going to cover over the entire thing in a giant white cocoon, you know, with TEPCO painted across the top of it, turn it into a tourist attraction or something. But again, the problem with that is that the subterranean area, it's wide open there. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates rejoining our network. We're talking about the Fukushima Daiichi Power Station and the revelation that TEPCO has finally admitted after all this time that the ice wall that they created to try and prevent contaminated water from the reactors from getting into the groundwater and out to the ocean is not working. And when they first proposed the idea, I didn't think it had any chance of working anyway. But it appears to be something they did it just to look like they were trying to solve the problem, as opposed to just sitting there and saying, I don't have an idea what to do. Well, we got to look like we're doing something. Okay, we'll get a voodoo doctor in there to make the radiation disappear or something. And now they're talking about a giant sarcophagus, a cover over the whole mess, which will not prevent the radiation from leaking out through the bottom, sintering on out through the sand until it leaches into the ocean water. They really messed this one up, didn't they? And I want to go back to what we were talking about, this documentary, Zero Days, about the discovery and tracking down of the Stuxnet cyber weapon. And it's an interesting documentary. It's got a very pro-Israel, anti-Iran bias. But once you filter that out, it's a very good technical analysis of how Stuxnet was working and how it did what it did, and how there were actually several versions of it. It was only the last one that was made too aggressive, and it called attention to itself. And that's when the world twigged onto this thing. Now, we know that the Stuxnet virus was in computers all around the Fukushima Daiichi power station at the time of the quake and tsunami. And we also know that the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant was using the exact same type of Siemens programmable controllers that Stuxnet was designed to interfere with. We also know that when the quake and tsunami hit, many of those automated emergency systems did not perform the way they were supposed to. And that's why we've got this mess on our hands. Now, this many years removed and with all that radiation around there, I would be very surprised if the memories on those PLCs are still intact. But it would have been an interesting exercise to grab one of those and do an analysis on the software that's inside it. Because it may be that this Stuxnet virus, in its haste to inflict Israel's will on Iran's nuclear program, may have taken a minor calamity and turned it into an absolute catastrophe. And that's one of the alarming things about these true believer war hawks. They don't care what their actions do. They just have to achieve the goal. We have to achieve the goal. And anybody who gets hurt off to the side, well, it's not really my problem. Anything that's going to be a long-term consequence of what they're doing, I'll be retired by then. We see a lot of that here in Oahu. At the end of World War II, they just dumped a bunch of munitions, including chemical weapons, onto the floor of the Pacific Ocean. If you look at the maritime charts, it's marked. Munitions dumping zone, do not use bottom drag nets here, because you might bring up something that you don't want to bring on up. Sooner or later, those drums of those chemical weapons are going to corrode through. But the people who made that decision, they could care less. They had won the war. Let's just tidy up and have a party. the people who were promoting fracking weren't interested in the possible negative environmental and health consequences. They're just there to make the money. The people who cut the safety corners on nuclear reactors didn't care what's going to happen when we have a Fukushima meltdown. They just want their stockholders' checks. Same thing with the Minerals Management Service and the Deepwater Horizon, or the Food and Drug Administration and all the toxic chemicals that are in our food and drugs. Our entire social system has become dominated by that need to get more of those pieces of paper and colored ink to keep the bankers happy. If we don't keep the bankers happy, they'll do bad things to us. So we'll just turn a blind eye to doing bad things to our fellow human beings as long as we're getting the pieces of paper with colored ink. Let's go to the phones here. Rick and Reno, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Thanks, Mike. I was just talking with my son last night about the necessity of a class action lawsuit against TEPCO, against the Japanese government, against the United States government, against Israel, for the Fukushima radiation and contamination disaster, the decimation of the North Pacific, the massive cancers afflicting Japanese and now West Coast citizens.
And the birth defects. And the birth defects.
Exactly.
Yeah. No, it's
That's
an
all
absolute.
I have, Mike.
Yeah, well, I agree. I agree. And unfortunately, at least as far as the United States is concerned, these large corporations are indemnified. The vaccine makers are indemnified against the harm their vaccines cause. We have to go over to the Vaccine Injuries Court, which is, for the most part, taxpayer-funded. We'd like to be able to sue the fracking industry over all the harm that they are causing. And their official stance is, it's all in your head. And we have a totally corrupted government that is fully on the side of corporate interest. And that is the classic definition of fascism. So it's almost like we're in a really bad science fiction movie. We're on the verge of a world war for a planet that's already been rendered virtually worthless between radioactive accidents and petrochemical leaks. Not to mention the damage from tinkering with DNA. And I'm still very concerned about that epicyte gene, the one that if you eat it, it renders you incapable of having children. Because if that gets into the wild and infects all of the corn, you're looking at a major extinction level event, not to mention the social upheaval when a major source of food is now off limits. So it's pretty ugly stuff. Anyway, Rick, anything else? Okay, well, we're going to let Rick go. Thank you very much for the phone call here. Now then, over in Indonesia, there is a big stink, and there ought to be. Indonesian President Joko Widodo is trying to calm the situation down. Apparently, it's now become public knowledge that four criminal syndicates have been producing counterfeit vaccines throughout Jakarta and Java for 13 years. They got away with this for 13 years. And it's not just vaccines. When I was going through another issue entirely, I was looking at counterfeit medications, and Indonesia is a major producer of counterfeit medications that'll be labeled as having whatever, and in many cases will not have the actual active ingredient, because that would cost money. And in a couple of cases, there have been people who have been killed because of what they just put into the pill to make up the missing volume. And the reason that is an area of concern is because many U.S. drugstore chains import their medications from Indonesia, and there have been cases of these American drugstores being discovered to be selling counterfeit prescription medications. And the FDA is just looking the other way because, hey, the drugstores are making money and they're paying taxes, and that's all that really matters here. Now, there's a story over at Waking Times that raises a very, very good point. We're always being told we must be enraged at gun deaths. Oh, we must be enraged. It's just beyond tolerance there. And they come on out with this 30,000 gun deaths a year, not mentioning that most of those are suicides. And there are some accidents, plus the police shootings. And the actual shootings in the commission of a crime, roughly 7% of the total. But why are we not getting that enraged about deaths caused by vaccines? Because we're certainly dealing with innocent victims here. Sometimes more than one. Because even though a lot of these vaccines now have on their packaging, this can kill your kid. When a kid dies, usually when they mix six or eight of these things together in a single syringe and shoot the kid up, the first thing the doctor will turn around and tell the parents, you must have shaken your kid. This is classic shaken baby syndrome. And there have been parents who, after suffering the trauma of losing their baby, are being thrown in jail in order to protect the profits of the vaccine industries. Remember what I said before? Value for money for government? When you have a government that is punishing the innocent people and protecting the guilty? This is another classic case. It's more profitable to punish the innocent parents and protect the guilty vaccine makers. Now, the other day I was talking about this over-prevalence of antidepressants in the American culture and how it's time to start correlating that with violent behavior that does not necessarily culminate in death or suicide. And we had done one such study where we took a chart of the per capita usage of prescription antidepressants in the American people, and we overlaid it over the per capita incidence of domestic violence during the same time period, and we got a strong correlation. And so the question is out there, are we going to see more bar fights, road rage on these antidepressants? We know the guy who did the road rage thing in Nice was on antidepressants. And it's not just a problem here in the United States of America, because over in England, their healthcare system is spending $1 million a day on antidepressants for the British subjects, despite the research showing that A, they're not effective at dealing with depression, and B, there are some serious side effects. But they make money, and that's all that really matters. It makes money. That's all we're here to do, is make money off of you. That's why you're here, to give us the money. That's your proper place in the American society. All right, let's talk about computers. And earlier today, I was browsing a website, corporate website, and I got this big pop-up in front of me saying, we see that you are using an ad blocker. And really, you cannot appreciate our site unless you turn that ad blocker off. So, of course, I didn't turn the ad blocker off. And I have a message to the online advertising industry as a whole, and that includes the ones that we have at What Really Happened, and I had to fire two of them for behaving badly. The online advertising industry is out of control. They're creating very abusive, intrusive, hijacking-type software. It's poorly written. It's sloppy, causes system crashes, and there is the epidemic of malvertising, where some of these ads are being used to plant malware on your system. And so my message is to the industry, you'd better start policing yourself. You'd better clean up your act, because until you do, we're going to keep our ad blockers in place. So stop putting up that little sign saying, you should turn off your ad blocker. No, it stays until we understand there is no risk at allowing those ads to pop up. After what I just went through from What Really Happened, and by the way, thanks to everybody who donated during our recent fundraiser, because that gave us the latitude to be able to cancel two of these advertisers. And they're already begging to come back, and I'm saying, no way. No way. You burn me once, you are gone. We'll be right back.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Work with your doctor when taking medications. Make ProtoVite part of your healthy lifestyle.
HealthForLiberty.com is your source for ProtoVite, a powerful nutritional supplement that's a true breakthrough for your health. Poor digestion makes it nearly impossible to absorb the nutrition your body needs. ProtoVite is a liquid multi-nutrient formula with patent-pending absorption technology and the highest quality ingredients to nourish every cell in your body.
My name is Sandra White. 6 weeks ago when I started taking ProtoVite, I was on 14 medications, from everything for blood pressure to fibromyalgia. In the first 10 days, my blood sugar dropped 50 points and my fibromyalgia pain is gone. And so was 12 of the 14 medications that I was taking. I'm 66, living life and loving it.
Go to healthforliberty.com right now. That's healthforliberty.com.
Thank you, ProtoVite, for giving my life back.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Hello, hi, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're talking about computers, and we're talking about the out-of-control situation with the online advertising industry. And frankly, if I could figure out a way to dump all my CPM advertisers, I would. The banners are okay. You're safe with those things. But it is out of control, and I've been in communication with my advertisers, and their attitude is always, well, we're doing our best to filter these out. There are websites you can go to check an advertising URL to see if it's planting malware. It's just nobody's doing the due diligence because they're all out there to make money, and they don't care what harm they may cause. And there seems to be this industry-wide attitude that they have inherited from the National Security Agency, that your personal computers are somehow theirs to play with however they see fit. Which brings us to Microsoft. And apparently in a last desperate gasp to try and force Windows 7 and Windows 8.1 users to upgrade to Windows 10, Microsoft has released yet another patch that brings back the Get Windows 10 Nagster. You want Windows 10. You want Windows 10. Now, remember, when this all started, I gave Windows 10 a fair opportunity. We took the laptop that supports Claire's church choir, which was running Windows 7, and we allowed it to upgrade to Windows 10. And changed all the user settings, changed the passwords, wanted us to use her Microsoft account password, which means hackers already have half the information they need to brute force their way in. And then it erased all of the music files that had been on there from the Windows 7. Not put in the trash can. I'm talking about just blanked off the disk. And it was problem after problem after problem. So we exercised the option to revert to your previous operating system, which lasts for 30 days after you do the upgrade. If you don't revert after 30 days, that option goes away. The reversion is not 100% perfect. There's a lot of Windows 10 still in there, and it broke all kinds of interior stuff to the point where finally we just had to throw that laptop away. There was no way to get it back into working condition. And we got another laptop for Claire's choir, and we're not letting it patch or upgrade anything. But Microsoft actually came out with a horrible, horrible product, and their attitude is, we're going to force you to make it, to take it and use it. Because what Microsoft and the entire industry is trying to do is transition to a subscription-based model for all software and services. You don't get to buy a license for whatever you're doing. You will rent it month to month to month. And once they have that model in place, they no longer have an incentive to develop better products. They don't need to. The money will pour in no matter what. They can sell, they can license that same piece of software for 10 years into the future without having to make any improvements to it whatsoever. So there's another nag out there, and for those of you who are trying to protect your system from Tenzilla, I recommend GWX Control Panel. Just Google search that term. There's an installable version. There's a standalone version. I actually think the standalone version works better. I've got it on my little pocket flash drive that I have with me at all the times. And that will go through and make sure that the Windows 10 material is not lurking somewhere in your system ready to spring up and surprise you, because there have been a lot. In fact, there are even lawsuits already of individuals and companies who have come into work in the morning and all of a sudden all of their machines are on Windows 10. And they can't get their older applications to run. They can't get at their data. It's almost like being hit with ransomware. We got you now. You're now going to have to buy all updated versions of all your applications if you ever want to do anything again. I mean, Windows 10 Nagware actually meets Microsoft's own definition for malware. It really does. And part of the problem is Windows 10 is not the huge success they wanted it to be. New PC laptop sales have flatlined because people do not want Windows 10. And they are not coming anywhere near their expectations and projections. I mean, in a healthy economy, people are always going to say, yeah, I want the latest and the greatest. And, you know, I've had this wristwatch here for 8 months. It's time for a new one. But this economy doesn't support that anymore. We got to take another break here. We got a caller waiting on the line. I'm going to take your call as soon as we come back from these words from our advertisers.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria. bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twist is still, why swept away? Did these remaining holes reveal what's really
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go to the phones. Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. Calling about computers and politics today. We'll do computers first here. I receive a lot of targeted advertising in my browser, banner ads and stuff, but it's for stuff I bought 2-3 months ago and don't need to repeat buying. So even their advertising is often a day late and a dollar short.
Yeah, I see exactly the same thing, and, you know, I'll buy something, and immediately the ads are saying, well, here's more of the same. You know, how many chainsaws do I need? It really is rather ridiculous here, it sounds really good. And let me share something with you, because at the start of my computer animation career, I worked in advertising, because all the way back then, only TV commercials had enough money to be able to do computer animation. It was still too expensive for movies. in TV shows. And so a lot of the early work at Robert Abel and Associates were all TV network logos and TV commercials. And advertisers would come out and they would just say, well, we can do this and we could do that. Remember the big thing over subliminal advertising? And ad agencies would charge tens of thousands of dollars to add subliminal messages to the ads. And as it turned out, none of it actually worked. And so these people putting out this targeted advertising, I'm sure they're convincing their clients, you know, this is a better way to go. And I can understand a certain amount of focusing because if you, for example, you're buying a gardening tool, it would make sense to have other different garden tools and supplies start showing up. But again, I think more and more people are using these ad blockers, and I can't fault them for it. Because of the aggressive, intrusive behavior of many ads and the malvertising problem. And until the industry is ready to police itself and adopt some standards and some security, it's ultimately going to start losing revenue because more and more people are going to be using these ad blockers. And websites that come on out and say, well, we're not going to let you look until you drop your ad blocker. I'm just going to close the browser at that point. It's a question of who's in charge of my machine. And it's not going to be, right. You know, some advertising agency.
Yeah, you mentioned computer animation. Now every Tom, Dick, and Harry on YouTube has a glitzy computer animation at the start of their, you know, presentation.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. But one thing about computers, I support an old XP machine that's operating nicely. However, many of the modern antivirus software applications, even if they advertise that they work with XP, do not. They are buggy or they cause lockups and blue screens and stuff like that. And after considerable effort, I finally found that the WebRoot, W-E-B-R-O-O-T, WebRoot antivirus product does work very nicely with Windows XP, doesn't cause lockups, blue screens, or glitches, and it's well-rated. It'll cost you $30 a year for it, but it's well worth it if you're trying to keep a legacy Windows XP installation going.
Well, again, I think I've run out of XP. No, I still have one XP machine here. Generally, I keep it isolated from any kind of patches and updates. Malwarebytes still works on XP. Spybot Search and Destroy still works on XP, and those are good ones to have.
I tried them both, and they both locked up some blue screens.
You may have an issue with that.
About eight of them.
You may have an issue with that XP installation. It may not be vanilla. There may be some of the problem in there. And a lot of these security programs will conflict with each other. For example, when you install Kaspersky, I think it is, it'll come on up and say, you cannot have these others on this machine okay to delete. And those other companies are saying, no, that's not a conflict, and you can reinstall once Kaspersky is in, and there won't be a problem, which proved to be the case here. But this idea of compatibility, it's very often not true. When I moved to this XP machine, I had a cut of 3D Studio Max, I forget which version, perpetual license, and the documentation says will work on Windows 7. I have given up trying to get it to install. And I'm getting no help from Microsoft. They say that it's 3D Studio Max's problem. And 3D Studio Max is saying, well, you should move to the new subscription-based 3D Studio Max anyway. So there's no more customer service. It's all basically, you know, find a way to get more money out of them or you know, just ignore them. That's where we are.
Right. I think you've mentioned this before, or it's been mentioned on your program, but Kaspersky, and I think Malwarebytes, and maybe even McAfee, several of them make wonderful thumb drive bootable versions. You can take a computer that's uninfected, create your thumb drive, and boot to it, and they do a wonderful job of redeeming an unbootable machine.
Yeah, for somebody who wants to spend their full-time life becoming a computer security expert, there are a lot of free tools out there. The problem is, from an economic sense, the loss of productivity to the nation as a whole. Because when people are having to patch their computers and repair damage caused by malvertising and so forth, then we're not doing the stuff that makes the money. And that is a real problem with an economy as fragile as ours. And that's why it is such a mystery that the U.S. government does not see all of this cyber crime as a clear and present danger to the nation as a whole. We're talking about billions and billions of dollars in lost productivity Remember that we've got the ransomware out there. It's actually locked up hospital computer record systems, meaning patients could die because the doctors can't access their medical data. And now there's the new one out there, it's not even ransomware. It pretends it's ransomware, and it will lock up your machine, and when you send the money, you never hear from them again, and you discover your files have actually been erased. There's a slang name for that, and I forget what it is, but it's completely, totally out of control. And you have to ask, where is the National Security Agency in all of this? Are they so totally impotent that they can't do anything about this? And if so, let's fire them. Let's sell off all that hardware surplus. I could use some mil-spec hard drives around this shop, because they're not doing anything of benefit to the American people by allowing this cybercrime wave to take over our entire economic system.
You might have a hard time finding a tenant for that huge building in Utah, you know.
I got another idea. Let's turn it into a public utility automated backup system of everything in the country. I mean, they should have a copy of Hillary's missing emails in there, shouldn't they? Or the data that was on Lois Lerner's hard drive? You know, maybe it's just the world's largest computer porn collection, because Edward Snowden says that's a big part of what they do, is they steal pictures of your naked significant other from your hard drives, and they drool over them on those hopefully waterproof keyboards.
Hey, what's this with going on with the LL initials with women in politics? Lois Lerner, Linda Lingle, and Loretta Lynch. We have LLs all over the place.
We're in a Superman comic book, because it's Lois Lane and Lana Lang.
Lois Lane. That's it. That's where it came from.
That was an ongoing theme in the Superman comic books.
Oh, my goodness. My dad's an LL. Okay, on to politics quickly. About this fellow Gulen, Dr. Stan Monteith was harping about him 3 years ago or more when he was still alive and had his radio show. And this isn't some like cleric in an apartment somewhere with 8 followers. This guy is a multi-gazillionaire who funds madrasa schools all over the place, and he's supposed to be like one of the wealthiest guys in the country or the world or something like that.
And he and his followers are donors to the Hillary Clinton campaign and foundation.
Yeah, that's really crazy. Mentioning Stan Monteith also makes me think of the talk radio world. It's tough. When you're still popular, you're popular. But once you're gone, with guys like Sam Monteith and Bob Chapman, once you're gone, you're forgotten pretty quickly in this realm.
Yeah, I remember back when I worked for Dick Clark, and I got to know some of those hosts as well, like Sweet Dick Whittington, and he was like big, big star all over Southern California, and then he lost his gig, and like 2 years later, he got nobody knew who he was. And all glory is fleeting, sic transit gloria. I don't have any illusions that anybody's going to be writing about me in any future history books. And frankly, to be very honest, on the day when the corporate media starts to do its job correctly, I'll be happy to hang all of this stuff up and spend what's left of my life as Claire's roadie on all of her music and choir stuff like this. Like everybody else in the independent media, or most everybody else in the independent media, we're not getting rich doing this. It's a lot of work. It's 12 to 14 hours a day. And it's not as much fun as some other things I'd like to be doing, as like back in computer animation.
The other thing is, talk radio is always preparing for, we're talking about prepping for crisis and upheaval when that, or chaos and all that sort of thing. In the event of any actual nationwide crisis, one of the first things to be shut down, I'm sure, will be talk radio. So
yes,
part of your prepping plans would be including developing alternate means of communication. And
well, I mean, looking at what's going on in Turkey right now, where Erdogan is shutting down even the corporate media over there to maintain control. All right, well, we're going to switch over to Dale in North Carolina. Aloha, Dale. Thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, I love it when you talk computer stuff.
Okay.
You know, this ad blocker and a flash blocker. You know, I've noticed it actually speeds up my load times. Do you know that satellite companies, they offer the broadband, but, you know, with the bandwidth restrictions and stuff, that really does help. The ad blocker and the flash blocker really does help on cutting down on that bandwidth stuff, you know.
Yeah, it does, and I don't know why people are still using shockwave flash. It's basically being dropped. We have no shockwave at the whatreallyhappened.com website because it's been a huge security problem, but a lot of the advertisers still do, and a lot of the websites we link to still do, and it can cause problems. By the way, for those of you using the Chrome browser, something I discovered. If you go into advanced settings, there's a little checkbox that says use hardware acceleration if available. And for some reason, if you uncheck it, Chrome gets a lot faster. And apparently over at the Chrome development website, they know it's an issue. Yes, it's a problem, and we're going to fix it in the next release. Again, it's another case of sloppy code writing. So if you're on Chrome and you're having a problem with the website being slow, uncheck that box that says use hardware acceleration, and you're probably going to see a tremendous performance boost. And by the way, I've gotten a bunch of emails since talking about firing some of my misbehaving advertisers, confirming that my website is performing a lot better than it was a week or so ago. Okay?
I've been using Ubuntu for quite a few years on an old laptop I got, and it seems to be. What's your thoughts on Ubuntu?
Well, I actually started on Linux back when I was starting with computer animation and Robert Abel and Associates. All the computer graphic works was being done on Berkeley Unix and Kernighan and Ritchie C standard. So I didn't get into Windows or any of these others until much later on. And Linux, in terms of its user interface, is so much like Unix. It's to me, it feels like it's the same thing. And yes, I have Linux cuts here. This machine is dual boot, and I don't have as much time to play with Linux as I'd like. But on the day when I'm willing to give up all my animation software and everything, I'm probably just going to put this into pure Linux. Because, yeah, it is so much faster because it's not, first of all, it's not carrying overhead of Windows. And second, you don't have all of these security software running and just sucking up half the machine to begin with. And it is blazingly fast.
The shutdown time is dramatically quicker. I mean, the processes and everything in the background, I mean, it's just less intense on your processors. It really is a smooth running system.
You know, there are days I'll haul down that VIC-20 computer and play with it because it reminds me of a time when computers were still fun.
I got to ask you a question. I've heard you talk about this. I just want to throw this at you. You're always saying how the Saudis will always, they could shut us down by taking our money. Well, didn't Germany ask for their gold and we never did anything about it and they didn't get their money? So explain how you think that the Saudis were going to, they're going to put us in a hardship when Germany didn't even get their gold back.
Well, you're dealing in the case of gold bullion that was on deposit at the Federal Reserve and the J.P. Morgan, and that was a big stink, but it was outside the normal investment credit lines, and so it could be sort of put off to one side, and Germany was convinced to stop asking for their gold as much. If Saudi Arabia decides they want their money and they can't be talked into not wanting it anymore, that is directly inside the credit system and investment system, and it's going to be virtually impossible to ignore them. And were the U.S. government to try and simply block it and say you can't have your money back, you're going to see every other nation with money invested or deposited inside the United States yank it on out. And that would really be the end of the whole situation. Now, you need to remember that the reason so many other countries park their money inside the United States goes all the way back to George Herbert Walker Bush and the first SNL bailout. Because what that was a demonstration that the U.S. government had the political will that if foreign interests would put their money in the United States, if they made money, they could keep it. If they lost money, the losses would be transferred onto the taxpayer. So it was a zero-risk situation. That's what the SNL bailout was really all about, was convincing the rest of the world that America has a fascist economic system. If you make money, you keep it. If you lose money, the people are made to pay. And that has kept a lot of investment in this country up until this point. But on the day when the U.S. government blocks Saudi Arabia or anybody else from lawfully withdrawing their funds from the United States, you're going to see a panic rush for the borders.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
All right, thank you very much here. And we're going to grab Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I'm not a nerd or a geek. I got XP-1000, and I've got malware wipes and Avast on it. And it takes about 6 minutes for me to, when I turn it on, to so it works. But should I go to Linux?
That is entirely up to you, and it depends on what you want to be doing with your machine. There are windowing interfaces for Linux now. It wasn't the case early on in Unix until X-Windows came along. But, you know, if you just want to use your computer like an appliance, you probably should stick with Windows. If you really want to just use a computer as an appliance, you ought to be on a Mac anyway, because that's their design perspective. Linux is for people who like to do their own coding and want to talk to the bare metal.
Well, I understand what Dave, you know, on that, he's not there no more, but he was a geek and all this, that Linux, you can have the program with Linux and also what you're running, what I'm running right now, and you can switch back and forth till you learn Linux. But
yeah,
I
you
do
can
one
either,
hell
you,
of a you, lot of research. I'm all over the dang web, but I'm also a trader, and it's shitting me up, messing me up.
All right, well, listen, we're going to let you go, and I'll give you a brief answer when we come back from these words from our sponsors.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective, and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality, storable foods from Numana. And right now, take advantage of our summer special. Purchase 2 family packs and we'll send you a Pro Pure Water Pitcher, a $70 value, free. This premium pitcher is ideal for use with just about any water source and removes more contaminants than other brands. And it comes with a filter that lasts up to 2 full years. Whether you need to be prepared in the event of an emergency, you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. And with a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Go to foodforliberty.com right now for great-tasting, high-quality, storable foods from Numana. Buy 2 family packs and get the Pro Pure Water Pitcher free. It makes good sense to be prepared. Get it at foodforliberty.com.
Spirit will never die. We will.
will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm getting all kinds of emails from people about various ways to recover lost files off a drive. And in the case of Claire's first choir machine, it wasn't necessary because that machine was basically cloning the data that was developed on her music computer and my editing production computer. So plus we keep good backups around here anyway. We have our own backup system. We will not go to the cloud no matter what. So the data was protected in depth, and we didn't actually lose anything. It was just the idea that Windows 10 all of a sudden did this dramatic reconfiguration without asking us, and stuff was just gone. And at that point I said, I'm in charge of this machine, and the attitude of Windows 10 is Microsoft is in charge of that machine, and I absolutely will not tolerate that. Now, getting on back to Fred's question, if you want to learn Linux and you only have a single machine, there are two ways to go, depending upon how sophisticated you are. You can go with a dual boot machine, in which case your computer can boot either to Windows or to Linux. The advantage of that is when you're in Linux, that's all you're in, and Linux gets 100% of the machine's resources. The other way to go that may be a bit safer is with a virtual sandbox. And up until Windows 7, Microsoft provided one called the Virtual PC. But you can get third-party virtual sandbox, which can be configured for an older version of Windows or for Linux. There was one that was out, and I'm going to have to hunt down the name of it. It was a sandbox with a highly secure browser in it. Absolutely impossible for anything that you're browsing through that sandbox to infect your local machine, and it looks like maybe we need to start going back to that anyway. So at this point, it's almost like they're declaring war on us computer users. Even as they're trying to make more and more money off of us, they're making our lives more and more difficult. And it just makes common sense. If we're spending all our time fixing our machines, then we're not doing online shopping, are we? It's time for some thinking. Now, my normal recommendation for everybody is to, acquire and use security systems. Many are free and are very good, like Malwarebytes and Spybot Search and Destroy. Some you have to pay for. And it's a losing battle here. Article out of the Register in Great Britain, where researchers are saying that security products like AVG, Symantec, and McAfee are not secure because of flawed uses of what's called code hooking. And basically, they're saying even the Windows security tools have all these problems because they're being rushed to market before they're fully tested. And that's become an attitude that infects the entire industry. We're going to release it now. We're going to wait for the customers to find the problems and send them in. And that way we'll send a bunch of money on quality insurance. We're all being turned into unpaid software testers for the software companies, and I don't like that. If I'm going to work for you, I demand a salary, certainly well above minimum wage. There's the music. Time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. We'll be back here tomorrow, Thursday, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay skeptical, stay informed, make good choices, share what you know with everybody that you know. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, kind of joking. No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. And like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.